Monday, August 22nd, 2022. The USDA says new crop corn and soybean export sales were strong during the week ending August 11th. Soybeans top at 1.3 million tons, mostly to China and unknown destinations, while corn came out at 750,000 tons, primarily to unknown destinations and Mexico. This might be a sign of the seasonal shift away from the Brazilian corn and soybeans to U.S. supplies. Beef export sales did improve from the previous week, but pork fell and wheat sales hit a marketing year low. Wheat came out at 207,000 tons or 7.6 million bushels, down 42% from the week ending August 4th and 46% from the four-week average. Corn was reported at 3.9 million bushels, 48% lower than the previous week and 8% below the four-week average. The August crop production report recently released included forecasts for hay production in selected states, and the U.S. total production of alfalfa hay in 2022 is forecast at 49.1 million tons, down 0.3% from last year's levels and 13.6% below the 10-year average. All other hay production for 2022 is forecasted at 67.7 million tons, down 4.6% over the year and 7.4% down from the 10-year average. Alfalfa and other hay prices are forecast at record levels in 2022. Drought-reduced hay production in 2021 with continued impacts in this past year. May 1st hay stocks were down 7% over the year, but were down 17% from the 10-year average. The total hay supply is projected to be down 3.4% over the year and down 11% from the 10-year average.
Have you heard nuclear energy is coming to Wyoming? In life, things are seldom as easy as they appear on the surface. That is certainly true for the nuclear carrot being dangled in front of Wyoming today. At first glance, it promises jobs, a new energy industry, and financial security for Wyoming's future. If you dig just past the surface, you'll find bringing nuclear energy to Wyoming is anything but easy. Be sure to follow Wyoming Liberty Group as they unfold the truth that lies just past the surface. Follow them at wyliberty.org.
U.S. honey demand reached an all-time high, according to the latest Sugar and Sweeteners Outlook report published by the United States Department of Agriculture. In a special article on the U.S. honey market, record-setting consumption of honey and made with honey products totaled 618 million pounds in 2021. The previous record was 596 million pounds in 2017. The United States is the second largest honey consumer behind China, according to the latest data available. The growth in demand in part is due to a growing population, but has also been contributed to consumers' association with honey as superfood.